is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin's voter ID law can be a nightmare for college students. They can use their student ID, but only if it's compliant with state rules, and most aren't. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. Kristen Hansen with Common Cause in Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote. She says state law just makes it difficult.
This is one of the things that is a mystery, is a school already knows the student is who they say they are. They've already provided identification to the school. And so the ID that the school gives should be enough without all this other nonsense attached to it.
Hansen says another challenge for students is providing proof of residency, as some can change addresses every year they're enrolled. Meanwhile, out-of-state students face additional hurdles in registering to vote. Molly Ford, an out-of-state senior at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, is very familiar with these hurdles. This is her first time voting in a presidential election, but she voted in the state's general election 2 years ago. She says she almost missed one of her class finals because she had to run back to her dorm to get a document after having already stood in line.
My friend that was in the class was like, "You're crazy. I would have just not done that." And I was like, well, it was important to me to vote in this election.
Ford says although her school has been proactive about promoting the student vote, it would be helpful to know more about what exactly is needed to cast a ballot. You can get that information online at myvote.wi.gov. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Packer named Defensive Player of the Month. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers safety Xavier McKinney named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month. McKinney, a free agent from the Giants, leads the league with 6 interceptions. I asked him, how did he feel when Matt LaFleur made the announcement in a team meeting?
I felt good. I mean, me personally, I think there was another month that I should have won it too. But at the end of the day, it's a great honor. You know, I'm happy about it. But, you know, there's more to do.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. The Badgers head to Iowa to face the Hawkeyes 6:30 tomorrow night at Kinnick Stadium. On the line, the Heartland Trophy. NBA, the Bucks losing last night to the Grizzlies 122-99 in Memphis. Grizzlies guard Ja Morant with 26 points. The Bucks have lost 4 in a row.
We got to fix this. We didn't make shots, and we have to find a way to get stops. Morant had a free pass tonight as far as driving, and so we got to do a better job of figuring out how to contain guards like that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Welcome back to the Todd Albaugh Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is November 1st, a Friday TGIF edition. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We are live here at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox Cities Stadium, home of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, a great venue. Again, thanks to Rob, the president and CEO and managing partner of the Timber Rattlers, for allowing us to be here. And just a beautiful, beautiful day here in Little Grand Chute, just outside of Appleton. Trinvy Olson, senior advisor in the Lincoln Project, joins me once again at the table. And wow, what a great interview. We appreciate James Carville, appreciate Denise and Chris and all those people helping set it up.
Yeah, 100%. And as I said, for listeners who want to understand politics and what it's really about, he wrote that book back in 93, Shut Up, Fuck Up, Shut Up, and Don't Come Back Until You Screw Up, with Begala. And it's a must read. It really is.
It really is. Great to have James Carville with us, a guy who knows a lot about politics. And the guest list just continues to get better and better. What?
You think? That's like saying that Jordan Love knows a lot about throwing football.
Exactly. A guy who also knows a lot about football. We're honored to have him join us via phone, and we appreciate him making the effort to be here today. He is the former longtime congressman from Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Congressman Ron Kind joins us via phone. Congressman, thanks so much for taking the time, and welcome to the program.
Hey, guys, I'm very happy to be with you. It is a beautiful day to be here in Wisconsin, to be alive. Looking forward to the chat.
Right? No, absolutely. Talk to us a little bit, Congressman, if you will, about the 3rd District in particular. Trigby and I, of course, both grew up in that area and know it well.
And Ron knows more about winning it than I do, given that I ran the guy who lost him the first time he won. So there's that.
And I helped run Dale Schultz's race against him too. So he's 2-0.
He knows more than we do.
Yeah. So clearly he knows more about it than we do.
The good old days, guys. The good old days.
Right. But here we are, in this great alliance together. Trevi and I both now independents, but helping the Democratic side. And Congressman, help us understand this race in the 3rd District, where you have Derek Van Orden, who won this very, very narrow race after you stepped down after a long and a great career in the 3rd, against Democratic candidate Rebecca Cook.
Yeah, well, first of all, the 3rd is a great district. I think one of the most beautiful congressional districts in the entire nation. It's all of Western Wisconsin, by and large. It goes into North Central Wisconsin, the Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids area, and then up and down the Mississippi. It has more miles on the Mississippi than any other congressional district, the Driftless area. But it's a very diversified economic area, from agriculture to manufacturing to some of the best healthcare providers in the world that are located here, institutions of higher learning, got five of the state universities that are located here, four of the technical schools and their campuses that are spread out, and a lot of small businesses up and down. But it is a 50-50 district. It's one of those rare swing congressional districts that still exist in our country. Unfortunately, due to gerrymandering, there are just way too many overwhelmingly Democratic or Republican districts today. I think it's one of the reasons we've had increased polarization in our political system. You know, candidates running in those type of safe districts have no incentive to find common ground or to work in any bipartisan fashion. Where the third, I think that's the type of representative that people expect you to be, is someone who's mature enough, grown up enough that you can work across the aisle, find some friends that aren't a part of your political party, and find common ground to get things done. And I think that's where Derek Van Orden has gone astray. He's just been very, very partisan and very polarizing. And I think people here are beginning to realize and catching up with his antics and what he's been doing the last couple of years.
I mean, just right there, Congressman, it's like a, I'm not joking around, it's like a breath of fresh air in that 1 minute you just did, talking about Wisconsin River, the Lower Wisconsin Riverway, which celebrates 35 years this year, conservation, traditions of hunting, our state universities, higher education, public education. Trigby and I, well, I think we're fourth and fifth one of these. We call them What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. And we've spent a lot of time in our home areas, down from Richland Center to River Falls to La Crosse and the Chippewa Valley, everywhere in between. We did the show from Wisconsin Rapids yesterday. Everything you just said, Congressman Kind, are the things that connect with people. And yet for the last 2 years, we've heard little of that. And I just think that folks there are yearning to get back to those things, because you know what? It's not just you saying that as a Democrat. Your predecessor, a guy I helped out a lot over the years, former Congressman Steve Gunderson, Republican, talked about the same things and was equally as successful at the ballot box.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's not forget the breweries and the microbreweries, too. I mean, we're pretty proud of that.
Let's not forget those.
And the wineries now that have popped up all over the place, which is really cool to visit. And guys, you know, this morning I was up before the crack of dawn. I was in a bow stand because it's peak rut time here in Wisconsin. And just the chance to be out in the woods and watch the sun rise and the woods come to life. And then you hear that pitter-patter of deer feet coming up behind you and your heart starts racing. The adrenaline's flowing. It could be that big 10-pointer you've been waiting for. I mean, that's what makes Wisconsin so special. And you need representatives that appreciate that but won't forget who sent them to Congress and the reason why. And unfortunately, you know, Derek Van Orden from the very beginning just went astray from his participation as one of the insurrectionists on January 6th. I was on the House floor that day. I was getting ready to defend Wisconsin's electoral votes when that insurrectionist mob descended upon us. And it was a scary time. We did not know what their true intent was. And he was on the wall with an earpiece in directing other insurrectionists where they needed to go that day. But then he did barely win that next election. 2 years later, and since then, berating Senate pages and the rotunda of the Capitol. These are 16, 17-year-old high school kids that are just helping out with this internship, working with the Senate, and he verbally attacks them. And then some of the drinking parties that he's had in his congressional office late at night, which is unheard of on Capitol. At least I never saw it during my 26 years in office. But then on the other side, you have someone like Becca Cook, who grew up on a family farm right here in western Wisconsin, been involved in the foundation to help start up small businesses, get going, a nonprofit, someone who's deeply rooted and connected to the district, unlike Derek Van Orden, who had recently moved to the district when he decided to run for Congress for the first time, and then started moving around the district from town to town, which is a little strange. So I think he came from this perspective that it was all political to him rather than connecting with the people and understanding what makes the third CD tick and what makes it so special. And I've seen time and time again, guys, when I was in office, when we got hit with a natural disaster, it was a bad storm, you know, straight line wind damage or flooding along the Mississippi and the various valleys that lead to sudden flooding. And communities just coming together, regardless of who you are or what party affiliation you might have. They just step up and help their neighbors because it's the right thing to do.
Well, Trigney talks about this all the time. You know, there are politicians that want to be and politicians that want to do. You're somebody who actually did stuff. I mean, when I was working for Dale and the state Senate office, we'd call your congressional office, whether it was Floods and Soldiers Grove or wherever, and your staff was always fantastic. Mm-hmm. You were always great. Didn't matter. We came from two different sides of the aisle at the time. You got things done, and I think that's what we want more of.
Yeah, I mean, I think
you mentioned a couple of the great ones, you know, Steve Gunderson, you know, Dale Schultz. And, I admired the type of public service ethic that they brought to their job. And I think people appreciate it. And that's why they got reelected time and time again, regardless of who their party affiliation might be. And I think people who work in that type of fashion get rewarded politically here in the third and, quite frankly, around the state.
Yeah, I just think, you know, you think back to that race long time ago in 96 where you and Jim Harsdorf were running against each other. It was two guys who wanted to do things, and you might have had different thoughts on what was best to do, and that was true when you ran against Dale Schultz. Derek Van Orten strikes me, and I was watching the ads, when I got back here, when we were over in the third, right? You watch the ads, the difference between Cook ads, which are about the things she wants to do to help people, versus Derek Van Orten, who seems to be a guy who simply wants to be on Fox News, who wants to, you know, the reality is it's people like that who simply want to be that they're not trying to solve any solutions. And the third district has a history with you, with Steve Gunderson, you know, going back Vernon Thompson and Al Baldus, for God's sakes, they were guys who wanted to do things. They might want to do different things, but we've gotten away from that, and it's a real problem. And I hope the third decides to send somebody back, even somebody that, quite frankly, on a lot of issues, I would disagree with.
Yeah, you know, as closely divided our government is, our politics is, it's all the more reason why you need to work hard to find bipartisan solutions. Those will be longstanding solutions then. And quite frankly, I've known, representing this area for 26 years, that all the good ideas just don't come from the Democratic side. A lot of them also come from the Republican side. It's one of the reasons I had listening sessions all the time, to get direct feedback from people. Unfortunately, Derek Van Orten has not continued that tradition. Steve Gunderson did that before me, even having listening sessions, being very accessible to people. I've noticed that Derek Van Orten, if he has some type of event in the district, it's by invitation only. It's closely guarded who gains entrance into it. And that's no way to represent, you know, the 800,000 folks that you're responsible for. And I wish more politicians would get back to that idea of public service, opening yourself up to criticism, not being afraid to run towards the criticism and figure out what you're doing wrong. And he's just opposed to all of that.
Ron Kind, we're a minute and a half left in this segment here. We appreciate your time. What have I not asked you or you want to share with people across Wisconsin about this election in 4 days?
Well, first of all, we have a very safe, fair, secure, accurate election system here in Wisconsin. And that's a tribute to the election officials that we have throughout the state, those working the individual polls. They take their job seriously. We've had no evidence, no facts, nothing that could indicate any type of voter fraud. So people should be assured that when they go and vote, whether it's early or on the same day, that vote's going to count, it's going to be counted accurately, and that there may be some minor mistakes, but it won't have an influence on any elections here in the state. And people should feel proud of the fact that we have a state that runs elections as well and as securely and fairly as we do here. So everyone needs to get out and vote and have their voices heard, regardless of who you're supporting. But I hope that as a country, we figure out a way to become Americans again, rather than just Republicans or Democrats, and view the other side as mortal enemies that you don't just disagree with, but you need to destroy. And I'm afraid we're moving more and more towards that self-destruction as a country because of how polarized and how good politicians are at pushing people's buttons, of figuring out who they need to blame in our plight in life, who they need to be afraid of, rather than coming up with some good solutions to help people, regardless of their
former Congressman
situation.
Ron Kind, thank you so much for being gracious with your time. Thank you. We need more people like you. Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The John and Gordy Show.
From Substack, we have Mike McCabe in the studio. It's the McDonald's appearance. Now we're going to have a presidential candidate go to McDonald's and serve up fries at a go window. You know, the restaurant's closed, you know, and he rehearsed it.
Ridiculous. And the customers were actors.
Yes.
So did he stand at the drive-up window and say, do you want lies with that?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close on November 5th. I'm James Kelly. Count on us on air on WLAK, on the web at WLAKradio.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, live from Fox City Stadium, here the home of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the Dr. Lyerly Singers, traveling around the state here on the back of a truck and doing a great job. We are here in the beautiful Neuroscience Group field at Fox City Stadium. Trigvi Olson, Wisconsin boy like myself, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. And speaking of the one, the only, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, an OBGYN, a person extraordinaire, and also the Democratic candidate for the 8th Congressional District, joins us live at the table. Dr. Lyerly, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. It's so, so good to be here with you in the county where I grew up and just feel so like, we're turning the tables here.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I just zoomed in from New London, yeah, where there were 20 people set out to talk with people in New London about what's going on in the world and how can we make things better. It is just so inspiring.
You're inspiring because you're one of these people that walks in the room and just instantly things get better and there's an energy there. And I mean, Trigvi and I, he's more than I, have worked on these long congressional campaigns. You get to this point and you're just worn out. But when you have a candidate who just maintains that energy and that passion, that connects with voters, that connects with staff, and you've got it. And I'm not saying that because we've gotten to know each other, and that, I think, is going to propel you over the line.
I'm honestly having a blast. And when I say that, people are like, you are crazy and you've lost your mind. I know there's a lot at stake, and people are really stressed out now, and I am too. I'm very concerned about the results on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, this is all just part of the continuum of the positive trying to make in the world. November 5th is a day in history, and November 6th is when we survey the landscape and decide what direction, where are those opportunities, how can we continue to work together to make that difference. So it's all just part of it.
I mean, we're here at a baseball stadium. I would say this, haven't been through a lot of campaigns. You know, they talk about it in sports, part of the process, mm-hmm. right? Matt LaFleur talks about it, part of the process. I mean, that's really where we are. We're in part of the process. And I have, as you know, I've been watching your campaign from the outside, and, you know, you're doing a really good job with the process. I will also say you taking a break and sharing on Twitter that you're out exercising your Second Amendment right was a smooth move. Yeah. It was really good.
The fact that she actually shoots. It's not just a photo op.
I mean, that goes back to the first conversation that we had. We met the first time Todd and I did one of these tours, and we were talking afterwards about, you know, who you are and what you're about. It's a really good fit, I think, for the moment.
Yeah.
A really good fit. And it's quite a contrast with, you know, the guy you're running against literally is running to be Donald Trump's cabana boy.
Cabana boy. I was saying rubber stamp, but I kind of like that. Right. I
mean, so give us
bring him drinks with umbrellas.
Yeah. I mean, give us a sense, Dr. Larley. I mean, you know, you're Jeff, our great bus driver here. You walk in and a fellow Kekkonen, you know, I mean, everybody. I mean, there's somebody in this district who knows or have heard of you, and this really is just seems to be a candidate, a person who fits with the district in which he's running.
Well, I think it's because I actually really do truly love it. Right. I mean, I'm that person who says I am proudly from Kekkonen, and I can embrace the smell. You know, we call it all of money,
exactly.
Right? Am I right?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we are who we are. And that's been, I think, one of the best things about running this campaign and being out and talking with people. I'm not trying to sell them something. I'm just being myself and listening to what they have to say. And truly, I really want everybody to be able to live the best life that they can. And when I look at the two groups of candidates, and, you know, we couldn't be more divided and more polarized. Mm. So it's pretty easy to figure out which camp you land in. And there's a lot of misinformation out there, especially when it comes to like the economy. You know, so many people believe that Donald Trump is best on the economy. But if you look at the actual data, even Bart Starr Jr.,
right,
who is a lifelong Republican, he breaks it out for us. You know, we know that Donald Trump is not good for the economy. We know that our personal expenses are going to go up with a future Trump presidency. We know that the deficit will increase with a future Trump presidency. It's bad, but they're so good with the messaging and they're so convincing. So our mission right now is to get out to places like New London and Wittenberg and Algoma. We've been in all of these small towns having these conversations with people and just letting them know we're like you. We are your neighbors. We all want to build a better community together. It's real. It's authentic.
And I think, you know, particularly when you get to the congressional level, you get lazy candidates who just don't want it. They want to sit and just dial for dollars, and you're actually out there knocking on doors. Like you say, you were in New London right before you came over here. What are you hearing at the doors right now, Dr. Lively? What are, aside from all the ads and what all the pundits are telling us, what are people in your district actually telling you matters?
Hey, they're telling me, first of all, that they're really sick of political ads.
Yeah, I've been here for a week, and I'm sick of them.
Yeah, they want it to be over.
I make them.
You're right.
So is that.
Well, and I think that there's so much misinformation out there, and it's so much ugliness that they're starting to be able to see through it.
Yeah.
So that is probably the number one thing that I'm hearing from people. Number two is it's the economy, right? It's always the economy.
Yeah.
And it's not just inflation. It's like I can't afford to. And it's the right now things like the groceries and the gas, but it's also, I have a dream of an education. I want my kids to have this. I was hoping my life was going to be like that. They're worried about Social Security. They're worried about Medicare.
Yeah.
So they're really just worried about how they're going to be able to live their lives. And
I'd like to
women.
Take a trip to Door County, but I guess we have to do that tomorrow to see her.
Oh, I can't wait for you to go to Door County and see all the yard signs up there.
Can't wait to go to Door County.
But, you know, for women, for many, many women, I walk into a room, and because I'm so open about where I stand on women's health issues and abortion in particular, I walk into a room and women will go, thank you.
Yeah.
Immediately. And that is their number one thing. It is not transient. They know that the economy will wax and wane, but your ability to make your own personal health care decisions affects you now and affects the trajectory of your life.
You're going to stick around, I think, through the break and join us on the other side. Could you do that?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, fantastic. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. I want to talk, Dr. Lyerly, about, you know, not just women's health care in general, but the attitude towards women in this campaign and the empowerment of women, along with Trinity Olson, Senior Advisor of Lincoln Project, and maybe a couple of phone calls as well. It's the All Ball Show live from beautiful Fox City Stadium, home of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's voter ID law can be a nightmare for college students. They can use their student ID, but only if it's compliant with state rules, and most aren't. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. Kristen Hansen with Common Cause in Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote. She says state law just makes it difficult.
This is one of the things that is a mystery, is a school already knows the student is who they say they are. They've already provided identification to the school. And so the ID that the school gives should be enough without all this other nonsense attached to it.
Hansen says another challenge for students is providing proof of residency, as some can change addresses every year they're enrolled. Meanwhile, out-of-state students face additional hurdles in registering to vote. Molly Ford, an out-of-state senior at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, is very familiar with these hurdles. This is her first time voting in a presidential election, but she voted in the state's general election 2 years ago. She says she almost missed one of her class finals because she had to run back to her dorm to get a document after having already stood in line.
My friend that was in the class was like, "You're crazy. I would have just not done that." And I was like, well, it was important to me to vote in this election.
Ford says although her school has been proactive about promoting the student vote, it would be helpful to know more about what exactly is needed to cast a ballot. You can get that information online at myvote.wi.gov. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Holiday movie season is about to kick off, and there are two big films to be released in the next couple weeks. And theater owners and studio executives are hoping they crush the gate. It's not quite Barbenheimer, but Gladiator 2 and Wicked both open November 22nd, and cumulatively are estimated to pull in almost $150 million to help kick off the holiday box office. Hopefully these films match the amount of buzz and hype that is brewing throughout Hollywood. A Hollywood actor is headed to prison for 12 months and a day for his part in the January 6th insurrection in 2021. Actor Jay Johnston has appeared in shows like Bob's Burgers, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, and the critically acclaimed Mr. Show. According to NBC News, the actor, who was also in Anchorman and Men in Black 2, pleaded guilty to obstructing officers during civil disorder. According to Variety, the actor stole a police shield to help make a wall against police and pinned an officer against a doorframe and was arrested a month later. Tough way to get a new headshot. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Wisconsin Decides 2024.
As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th. And when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin decides on November 5th starting at 6 p.m. on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
Radio Network. We are not in Nina, but we know where Nina is at. Absolutely.
Mike Ellis's hometown.
That's right. The late, great Senator Mike Ellis.
You're me.
We are here at beautiful Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium, the home of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And again, a huge shout out to Rob Zerjav, the president and CEO, managing partner here of the Timber Rattlers, for being so amazingly kind. I know there's sponsors at our station in Green Bay, WGBW. We appreciate their sponsorship. We appreciate their hospitality. A better venue for sports you will not find. In fact, they were rated the number one stadium in baseball here, professional baseball, last year. So come on out. You can find all the information at timberrattlers.com, timberrattlers.com. John K. watching on YouTube says, try the Black Otter Supper Club. Oh, here's a supper club.
The Black Otter is famous, but you have to get there really early.
In Hortonville, mm-hmm, or Prime Steer in Kaukauna.
Oh, Prime Steer and Kakana.
All right,
like there's
some.
Place.
We're looking for a supper club tomorrow night.
Does he have any suggestions on whether we should be playing the pass line or going the other way when we get?
I don't
to
think
United.
There is a pass line.
At the Oneida, there is.
Yeah. We are here with Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, and our very special guest. Continue on this segment. We appreciate her generosity of time, Dr. Kristen Lierley. She is the Democratic candidate for the 8th Congressional District. And Dr. Lierley, before we get back into your race specifically, I want to touch on some of these bigger things going on in the country. Donald Trump held a rally yesterday in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he had to hold it in a private airplane hangar because the city refused to rent him the Albuquerque Convention Center because he owes the city of Albuquerque $444,000 from a rally he had back in 2019. Mm. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris received endorsements from prominent folks like LeBron James, The Economist magazine, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg in the Latino community, Bad Bunny to J-Lo, everybody else. In Wisconsin, not just your race, but in Wisconsin for president, everything else, going to be extremely close. Encouraging people to go to myvote.wi.gov, figure out where and when you're going to vote. Myvote.wi.gov is on, or we'll put it up in the show notes here. Early voting for a lot of places. This is the last day. Some of the larger municipalities have voting through Saturday. But talk a little bit about specifically in Northeast Wisconsin and your district. How's early voting gone? And what do you make of this race in general, not just your race?
On the first day of early voting in Green Bay, we broke the system. You remember? I mean, across the state, the lines were ridiculous. I just today, as I was coming here, I got a text from a friend who said the lines are long. They know it's the last day in Green Bay. This is so inspiring. People know what's at stake and they know how important their voices are. Mm. And it's so great to be part of it.
Yeah.
You know, again, everybody's nervous. People are feeling really uncomfortable, but there is something you can do about it. You can vote. So think about what is your voting plan? If you're not voting today, how are you going to make sure that you get there on Tuesday? It's so, so important. But also, there are plenty of opportunities over the weekend to make phone calls, to knock doors, even just having a conversation with someone you know and love about the things you care about. Our futures are at stake here. Yeah. It's the economy. It's the environment. It's the border. It's all of the stuff. There's no lack of stuff that we can talk about to help us build a better future together.
Again, that website is myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. You can find out where you need to register. Remember, Wisconsin does have same-day registration, so if you don't get that early vote in today or larger municipalities tomorrow, you can register at the polls, but make sure you know what you need to bring to do it at the polls.
Hey, Todd, you know what else they have?
What?
Sample ballots.
That's right.
I know, which is really nice because sometimes, have you ever had this experience? This used to happen to me, where you'd go into the voting booth and then you'd look at your ballot, especially at the bottom, and you'd be like, I don't know. Because I've always been a very independent voter. You know, I didn't become a true Democrat until 2019. I always would just pick the person who I thought was best. So then you'd get to the bottom and you just didn't know. Well, if you look at your sample ballot, you can do some research and you can figure it out. That's
good.
Nice.
See, look at that. Always a public service, not just for your health, but voting as well. Dr. Crystal Ireland.
Inspirational. Honestly, I got two of your friendship bracelets from my daughter. You really are inspirational.
Do you know where they
came
from?
Make me feel good about politics.
These.
And you and I don't agree on everything. We've had enough conversations to know that. But you make me feel good about politics because we don't have to agree on everything.
Yeah. We don't. And we don't agree with the person we love the most on everything. But that's where conversation and respect come into play, right?
Imagine that. Imagine that.
Yeah, so, Erica is sitting there watching the stream going, amen on that.
These bracelets were made by a friend of mine who's an OBGYN doctor up in Door County. Mm-hmm. Her family, including her kids, who are, you know, early teen and younger, they sit around at night and they make these bracelets so that I can
awesome.
Share them with friends. Yeah. That is one of the things that they are doing to be part of the solution.
That is
super
awesome.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a minute about, you know, most people, I think a lot of people know your story as an OBGYN, super important, and I think refreshing as a political candidate. And certainly women's health and access to women's health is on the ballot. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, and as a white dude, correct me if I'm wrong.
You are a white dude.
I appreciate that.
I might be more white dude even than you are.
Right.
I feel like I should sit between the two of you.
That would be a rose between two thorns.
He's a white straight dude. At least I got the gay thing going on, you know, for diversity. But talk to us about just women's rights in general, because I feel like this election, this campaign, what we're going to go to the polls for in 4 days isn't just, I hate to say it isn't just about abortion because that's super important, women's health, but I think it's about respecting women. I think it's about women having a place of equality. You know, I think, I don't know if I was talking to Chris or somebody a couple of days ago, and here we are in 2024, you know, and still having to fight for women's, like, their right to vote for who they want, for goodness sake.
We haven't passed the Equal Rights Amendment, which, if you've looked at it, it's pretty straightforward. It just says women should be treated the same as men, essentially. But, for a long time, politicians have defined abortion in very black and white terms, and that's been palatable because it hasn't been so fundamental. But now that one in three women in this country live in a state where they can't get access to fundamental health care, and we're seeing women die as a result of this. Just over the last couple of days, two women in Texas died because they couldn't get basic health care.
Yeah.
People are really understanding how important this is. We know that women who live in states that have bans are three times more likely to die as a result of their pregnancies. We know that babies are more than 10% more likely to die as a result of these bans. Mm-hmm. We know that people are not getting the care that they need. And when you can't make your own personal healthcare decisions, it changes the trajectory of your life. It changes your ability to get an education, to take that job that you've always wanted. It changes where you live and how you spend your money. So we have to, for all of us, this isn't just a women's issue. It's a family's issue. It's a community issue. And it ties into the economy and all of the other things that people are concerned about.
855-752-4842. If you want to ask us a question, 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom on the line saying, L.A., you're doing some phone banking for Dr. Lyerly. Is that correct?
Absolutely. With wisdoms.org. And I have to say, it's such a pleasure when I can actually really promote Kristen because I think she's awesome. I think that she's what we need in the Green Bay area. And yeah, she's just, she's awesome. She's smart. She's, she can relate with people. She is Wisconsin. I mean, you know, you take 100%. Someone like Eric Hovde and she, you know, he's nothing. He's Orange County Eric. She is Wisconsin. And I just want to say how much I appreciate you, Kristen, and definitely gonna be phone banking for you this weekend as well. And just getting out the vote, whatever I can do. So thank you so much. Oh, and everyone needs to watch this weekend if they are looking to watch something on TV. Watch The Handmaid's Tale, because if we get Trump, basically that's where we're headed. And I really mean that with all sincerity, and I'm not being hyperbolic. I don't want to be called a gender traitor as a gay man, and I don't want to see women treated the way they are in that book or on that TV show. So I would really recommend everyone watch it on Hulu. But thank you so much, Todd. Thanks for what you guys do, Trigby. Good talking to you as well.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. There you go.
Wow, Tom, thank you so much for just calling and sharing this and for all the work that you're doing for us. And, you know, what he said is so true, and women get it. Mm-hmm. I had to replace something in my house, and I called the company that sold these things, and we arranged all the things that we needed to arrange. And then she said, I just have to tell you one more thing. I just really appreciate what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here I was talking to a woman who works in a showroom full of men doing something totally unrelated to healthcare or to the campaign or anything. But it's so important to her, and it's so important to her family. And just the fact that she took the opportunity to share that, mm-hmm. that's what gives me hope about this election. I think that there are so many women out there and men who care about women, old and young, it doesn't matter, who really get it. And they may not be shouting it, and they may not be contributing to polling results, but they're voting because they know it's important.
Yeah. 1 in 8 women, according to the Morris poll that just came out, have voted secretly in this past election. Who voted already have said that they voted secretly and differently than their spouse.
Yeah. We've
and it's sad that we've gotten to this place. I mean, yeah. I just wonder what, yeah. you know, and these guys with this false Fox bravado of, right. you know, I went on my little rant the other day about that, and I had some beta male who was going on and on, oh, bald, tough guy, and I thought, beta you know male. What, get on the ice with me, dude.
We called that yesterday.
Yeah. Oh. You know, but the truth of the matter is, it slays me because I would not want, you know, I have two daughters. I would want them to be equal partners. And I keep thinking, how would these men respond if suddenly they had created legislation in the state of Wisconsin banning them from getting prostate exams? Their outrage would
they
be...
probably would like that.
No, they might.
Based on because the number they're, of men who
yeah,
get
right.
Prostate
exams. Well, I mean, well, we can't. I'm not. Oh, we actually could. But there was this ad out a while ago, or last week, of a 20-something year old guy, we'll just say, pleasuring himself under a blanket. And this old white dude comes in and says, I'm from the government. You can't do that. I'm taking away your, you know, and I'm here to make sure, to watch you, to make sure you don't. Finish.
Wow.
And that's like having a real effect with dudes who are like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
The dirty secret is these guys never were not about government intervention into people's lives. They want to control government so that they can intrude in people's lives for their own reasons. And it's antithetical to who we are as Americans, but it's really antithetical to who we are as people from Wisconsin.
Right.
Dr. Kristen Lierley, about 2 more minutes left. I know you got to get back in the doors out in New London. What have I not asked you? What have we not brought up that you think is very important to voters in the 8th Congressional District 4 days from now?
This district historically has been grossly gerrymandered. We know Wisconsin was gerrymandered. This district was terribly, terribly gerrymandered. Green Bay, city of 100,000 people, was split up into 3 Senate districts. And those 3 senators all lived within 5 miles of each other. Now that we have new maps, it is a totally different world. We've got candidates running in places where we haven't had candidates in a very long time. And they're not just people who are on the ballot. There are people like Emily Cephos, who I'm going to go hang out with shortly, who has knocked every single door in New London and Hortonville and in the district.
Wow.
She's in a tough district, in a tough race against a candidate, against an incumbent who really hasn't done anything, won't show up, won't debate. She's working her keister off.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud to support her and all of the other women who are running, Todd. We have more women running in this district than men. We have, I think, 4 members of the LGBTQ community running. We've taken on the moniker the gals, the gays, and a few good men. The straight white guys are a minority.
I love that. Yeah. I love
and
that.
This
so
is
much.
Northeast Wisconsin. This right, isn't Madison. Right, right. This is Northeast Wisconsin. We're really proud of it.
I'm proud of you because I got to know you through civic media, and you're one of the most genuine, cool, chill people I've ever met. And when you were thinking about this, I said, please, because we need people like you in government.
100%.
We need people like you, Dr. Lyerly. And I don't care if you're from Tribune Eye's former party, a Republican, an independent, or a Democrat, vote for this person. Dr. Lyerly is the real deal, and she'll put you before everybody else. Get out there and vote for her.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Tribune. Dr. Lyerly, the election is 4 days away. Myvote.wi.gov. Back with more. We'll wrap it up from City... What is it? Fox City Field. There we go. Stadium on the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Go Rattlers.
That's right.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The John and Gordy Show.
Todd or Billy is on the phone.
It's really important that people take just a few minutes and educate themselves about their ballot. We finally have competitive districts here in Wisconsin, and Republicans always sneak an amendment onto our ballot. So we got to vote up and down the ballot, not leave stuff blank, not leave our voice silent.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th starting at 6 p.m. on 97.5 WFHR and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on TGI Friday, the 1st of November. We are live at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium, the home of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the affiliate group of the Milwaukee Brewers. Trigvi Olson, senior advisor on the Lincoln Project. Now you've seen a lot of candidates, and
she's fantastic. She absolutely
is.
Fantastic. But you know what? Here's the thing. I've been doing this a long time.
Dr. Lyerly, by the way. Yeah,
Dr. Lyerly.
Dr. Christian Lyerly.
I would say this. And I bet James would say the same thing. When you've been doing this a long time, you can tell really quickly people who are going to be really good candidates. Mm. She is a fantastic candidate. I think she'd be an even better representative for the people of the 8th. Even if you don't agree with her on everything, you're going to have somebody who will listen to you, somebody who's going out there to do things, somebody that kind of, as Ron Kind was talking about, and listen, no one did more to try and beat Ron Kind than you and I, but somebody who tried to work with people across the aisle. That is what she will be. She's a physician. She doesn't look at people as red or blue. She looks at people who need help and how do you help them. Mm. And so, she would just be fantastic. And the other thing is, you know, I talk about this a lot, and we do try and criticize both sides. And I sometimes talk about Governor Evers, and I'm like, why isn't he more out there being a cheerleader for the state of Wisconsin? You know what? She will be a cheerleader for the 8th Congressional District, and she will be a cheerleader for people in Wisconsin. Final thing I would say is we have about 10,000 people watching on the stream. A lot of those are from outside outside the state. I want to say thank you for listening, but even more so, if you can, you got a few extra bucks to chip in for a really good candidate, go to her website. I don't know that you can find it. You know, it's Dr. Kristen.
Yeah, it's kristenforwisconsin.com. I'll put it in the show notes as well.
There you go.
Thank you, Zomers. But go and pitch in a few bucks because she would be the essence of what you're looking for.
Yeah. I mean, I like Trevi's seen a lot more candidates, worked with a lot more candidates than I have. I've seen a lot of legislators, both congresspeople and in Madison, the state legislature. She's the real deal, folks. I mean, she's just the real deal. Completely authentic. She is. What you hear on the air is exactly the same person she is when the microphones get shut off. And she loves this state. And she's somebody, Trigvi, who wants to do.
100%. 100%. And who's running for the right reasons. And you would want her as your neighbor, clearly. Yeah. And I say this in all honesty, having been around politics a long time, you know, it really is a good litmus test. You should ask yourself, is this somebody that I want as my neighbor?
Right.
And that's true of the presidential race, but it's true of this race too. And I think if you look at Tony Weed, his name is,
One programming note, we will be at Hinterland Brewery here in Wisconsin. Oh, yeah. Why did I say Wisconsin Dells? Hinterland Brewery tonight here in Green Bay. We're going to leave here. We're almost in Appleton. We're going to get in the bus and going to go up to Green Bay. So join us at Hinterland Brewing tonight if you're in the Valley.
And on Sunday.
From 6:30 until 7:30.
And on Sunday, you'll have to pay to get in. But we are going to be at a great bar before the Packer game. We're going to the Packer game.
The bar at Holmgren.
The bar on Holmgren.
Yeah.
If you see us at the Packer game, not that anybody might. Mm-hmm. We don't want politics interfering with the Packers because when we're in Lambeau Field, we don't wear red or blue. What do we wear, Todd?
Green and gold.
Absolutely.
Go,
baby.
Pack, go.
And we're even going to have a Lions fan with us who I work with on Lincoln Project. And if we have to, we'll take care of Alex.
And also be aware, we're going to do, thanks to Civic Media, Luke Mathers, Corey Hartman, Sage Weil, and Mr. Zomers is coming in for a rare Saturday show, a one-hour special from 4 until 6 tomorrow afternoon.
Yet we're to be determined location,
4 until
apparently.
6 is not 1 hour. 4 to 5.
4 to 5, sorry. That's not enough coffee. Thank you, Zomers. 4 until 5, and it's going to be a pregame show because some of our stations leave us at 4:30 for the Wisconsin Badger football pregame show.
Against Iowa.
Against Iowa, big game tomorrow night.
Idiots out walking around.
Yes, so big Wisconsin-Iowa game tomorrow in Iowa, and but we will be with you 4 until 5 tomorrow afternoon for a live one-hour show of the All Bell Show, a pre-election show going to be here in Green Bay. There's going to be great guests, and yes, Trigvi?
Are we able to drink a beer while we do that show? I was
maybe thinking,
we have not participated in that Wisconsin tradition.
We'll make it happen for you. We'll let Trigvi drink at least.
You know what people don't know?
What?
Well, it's we got to get through the election, but what they don't know is we have something really special coming up when the Packers play the Seahawks.
Yes, we do.
And we will definitely drink beer when we do that show.
Right. We'll tell more of that later. One quick serious note, or at least some breaking news, Trigvi. You're in touch with a lot of people, and some we can talk about, some we can't. it looks like undecided. Some new news on undecideds, Trigvi.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's inside information because it's out on Twitter, but yeah. The Harris campaign is saying that about a 2-to-1 margin, a little less than that, undecideds, late deciders are breaking towards Harris. I will tell you, I might have some additional data that confirms that would suggest that that's the case. Listen, at the end of the day, like the conversation we had with James, you know, I have faith in the American people even more than that. Wisconsin is going to decide this thing along with Michigan and Pennsylvania. And I can't speak for the people in those other states, but I know that the people that are going to have to decide this in Wisconsin, I know them. We drink beer with them. Mm-hmm. We're going to the Packer game with them. They will do the right thing by democracy.
Yeah. Great show today. Again, many thanks to Rob Zurjev, the president, CEO, and managing partner here at the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, a great stadium, Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. Get down here, see a game. It's a great venue. It's part of what makes Wisconsin great. Also, thanks to James Carville for coming on the show. Appreciate him and Diane and Chris for setting that interview up. Also, former Congressman Ron Kind and Dr. Kristen Wiley, a great candidate in the 8th Congressional District. Many thanks to Trigvi Olson, the Lincoln Project, and Reed Galen for paying for the bus to get us around. A great videographer, Chris Giese, and Mr. Zomers back at home down in Madison. Of course, all of you to listen. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow for a special one-hour show, 4 until 5. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6, November 5th. And when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 107.5 WLAK and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.